From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An agreement for South Sudan. The UN Security Council is threatening to take quick action if South Sudan's President Salva Kiir does not sign a peace agreement with rebels on Wednesday. Margaret Bashir has more.
Speaking via a video link from South Sudan's capital, Juba, UN envoy Ellen Margaretta Loy urged the country's feuding leaders to put their people first.
And to implement the peace agreement in good faith.
President Kiir is expected to sign the deal Wednesday in Juba at a mini summit with regional heads of state. Loy said despite this positive development, the security situation on the ground has been volatile and tense, especially in Greater Upper Nile and Unity State. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Global markets recovered some of their recent losses Tuesday. Stock prices rose after Chinese authorities took action to stimulate their weakening economy. Officials say record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary. They are also arriving in other parts of Europe. This migrant spoke to reporters.
We came here only just for freedom, not for anything else. We don't want luxury here. We just want freedom, where we can feel free and safe.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately. French prosecutors announced Tuesday they have launched an investigation into last week's terrorist attack on a high-speed train. Paris prosecutor Frederic Moulins said the man detained in connection with that attack, Ayoub al-Kazani, is being investigated for attempted murder connected to terrorism. Kazani was subdued by a group of passengers, three Americans and a Briton. His lawyer denies he had terrorist motives. This is VOA News. The chairman of Turkey's election board announced Tuesday elections will be held November 1st. The announcement came a day after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan formally asked for a new parliamentary vote. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday asked Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to form a temporary cabinet. The UN Human Rights Office is condemning the Kurdistan Regional Government's decision to resume executions after a seven-year moratorium. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it was dismayed to learn of the executions, the first to have taken place in the Kurdistan region of Iraq in 7 years. A man and his two wives were hanged last week in Iraqi Kurdistan, UN officials said, a little over a year after they were convicted of kidnapping and murdering two girls. The Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville says he does not know why authorities in Kurdistan decided to resume executions.
It's still very great pity because Kurdistan had really set an excellent example.
The United Nations opposes the use of the death penalty even for the most serious crimes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations nuclear chief said Tuesday he is confident of his agency's ability to determine if Iran had sought to develop a nuclear weapon more than a decade ago. International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Omano spoke at a meeting in Vienna. Photos posted online by the Islamic State terrorist group claim to show the destruction of a 2,000-year-old temple at the Syrian World Heritage Site of Palmyra. In a series of images posted on Tuesday, several men are seen carrying barrels into the temple, and smoke and debris is seen from an explosion. UNESCO called the temple's destruction a war crime. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, swore in a new cabinet Tuesday following his re-election to a third term. Members of the ruling party were given 15 of 20 spots, including the key posts leading to the ministries of defense, the interior, finance, and foreign affairs. Nigerian police say a female suicide bomber has killed at least 5 people in an attack at the entrance to a bus station in the northeastern town of Damaturu. At least 23 people were wounded in the Tuesday attack. No one has claimed responsibility. A Russian military court in Rostov-on-Don Tuesday sentenced acclaimed Ukrainian director Oleh Sentsov to 20 years in prison on charges of leading a terrorist group in attacks in Crimea. The court ruled Sentsov led members of the group Right Sector, a Ukrainian nationalist group, in attacks on pro-Russian organizations in the Black Sea Peninsula, including the offices of the ruling party. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.